So in the sugi of the Arba Malachim and the Chamisha Malachim, the four kings and the five kings. So after Avram is victorious, and of course he's going for Lot, so the Torah tells us in the conversation that Avram has with Melech Sodom tells Avram, "Tini ha-nefesh v'harachush kachlach, to give me the soul, and then you keep all the spoils." And it's interesting, this is exactly what happens, that Avram, he hands over Lot back to Melech Sodom. So the Rishonim asked the question. Here Avram went down to save Lot. He finally has him. And then Melech Sodom says, "Can I have him?" And Avram hands him over. That needs to be understood. Secondly, there's a Medrash plea on the Parsha. Ilu lo hotzi Malki Tzedek lechem v'yayin. Had Malki Tzedek not brought out and given to Avram lechem and yayin, lahaya meis Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef would never have died or will not need to die. This is a big chiddush. Never thought that Malki Tzedek did anything bad by bringing out lechem and yayin to Avram Avinu. Yet it seems to be inappropriate. Look at the results of that. And thirdly, just to try to understand Medrash, it says on the Pasuk, Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv. When Avram heard that his brother Lot was taken captive, so the Medrash says, Hadahu dechsev, this is Pshan Pasuk, Mishmua ra'a lo yira, that he is not afraid of an evil rumor. Nachon libo batuach b'Hashem, his heart is strong, trusting in Hashem. Samoch liba lo yira, he who is soymech his lave will not be afraid. So the Pasha Pshat, the Medrash is bringing the Pasuk because Avram Avinu did not fear the four kings nor the five kings, and he waged melchama with them, and that showed his bitachon b'Hashem. Of course, every time a Medrash brings a Pasuk, it's very specific, and there are many such psukim in Tehillim and Vechule, which could indicate such a Musag. But of course, if the Pasuk is broad, it's very exact. So what can we take from this Pasuk about this sugya? We find something very interesting in this parsha of the Melchama of the Malachim, that the Torah spends much time giving the details of the names of the kings and where the kings are from, and exactly where the Melchama is taking place. There are many descriptions. And just Bechlal, the Sfarim HaKadoshim, Chazal tell us that this is the first war in history. We don't find any wars before this. And it's really speaking about the Melchama of Gog u'Magog and the final war, which will usher in Mashiach Tzidkenu. And it's for that reason that Abraham goes to war about Lot, because, as we know, Lot is where Rus comes from, and then the whole Malchus based of it, and Mashiach comes from there. And in the same way that Amraphel, who is Nimrod, waged the first war against Avram, that he threw him into the Kivshan Aish. So this is a continuation of that Milchama. And it's a war of Al Hashem Val Mashiach. As the Gemara tells us, that war is a war against Hashem, and it's a war against Mashiach. And the idea of the notion of taking Lot captive is exactly that. The war over Lot, the war over the Or Shel Mashiach. When the Torah is explaining in these few psukim the circumstances and the place of the melchama which is taking place before the kings, so we find an interesting theme. But many of the places which are described are not really the names of those places, or they're being named for events which haven't yet happened yet. So for example, there's about seven of them. The Torah describes the place as Ein Mishpat Hi Kadesh. So Rashi says it wasn't called Kadesh, and the reason why it's called Ein Mishpat, because later on, Moshe would hit the rock, then Klaius will be judged there. And it says, Vayaku es Kosteh HaMaleki, that there was a war, and they smote the field of Amaleki. Rashi says, no, it wasn't really the Steh HaMaleki, because Amalek wasn't born yet. It's just called that because of what will be later. So on these two places of Ein Mishpat Hi Kadesh and Steh HaMaleki, the Medrash says explicitly, quotes the Pasuk, Magin Mireishas Achres, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is given a special shavach here. We see that Kadosh Baruch Hu was able to see what will happen later, even from the beginning. We rarely have that in Torah, that the Torah is giving names of places or descriptions based on what will happen later. But for some reason over here, there's a Magimir Rein Shisachris, which kind of fits into the theme which we said before, that this whole description and the need for that is unnecessary unless it's because of what will happen later. That's in itself a Magimir Rein Shisachris, that the first war is coming to show about the final war. But let's go on. It says, Vayirduf ad Dan, that Avram chased them until Dan. So Dan wasn't given over to the Shvatim yet. It was the Chidik of Dan. So again, it's being named the Chidik of Dan, because later on will be given to Dan. But that doesn't even happen until the times of the Nevi'im. Ad Choiva, again, it's not called Choiva. It has to do with the Choiv later on in history. Yam HaMelech, we know that when stone was overturned, it became the Yam HaMelech. But it wasn't the Yam HaMelech yet. And it says, Vayovu HaPolit. So according to one interpretation, the Polit means he who was saved. It's referring to Og, because Og was saved from the Malbo. But according to another version in the Medrash, it's referring to Michael. Based on what will happen later in the times of the Nevi'im, he's called a Polit. And then it says also about Enor, Eshkol, and Mamre, the Torah refers to them here now as the Bali Bisavram, because they gave Eitzah to Avram about having the Bris Milah. But that doesn't happen until at the end of the Parsha. So why are they called now the Bali Bisavram? Avram didn't have the Milah yet. And the Medrash hones in on this, because the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, not the Medrash, I should say the Haftarah. The Haftarah, which always is a summary and tries to bring out the Ikar Nekudas of the Kriyas HaTorah, the Haftarah quotes the Pasuk, Koirei HaDoiros Meirosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to predict and to describe the Doiros from the beginning what will happen later. So to explain what's going on over here, B'siyata D'Shemaya, so let's be makdim that the beginning of the Torah, Bereishis Bara Elokim, of course, contains everything which will happen. And there's many themes regarding the beginning of the Torah, but one of them is that the Psukim in the beginning of the Torah correspond to the Parshas, which means as follows. That the Pasuk of Bereishis corresponds to Parshas Bereishis. That can be very easily understood. It needs no explanation. The second Pasuk, which is V'ha'aretz Ha'isa Sohu Vavohu, corresponds to the Parsha of Noach. Because the Mabul was exactly that, V'ha'aretz Ha'isa Sohu Vavohu. The third Pasuk, V'yom Elikim Yihi Or, is a reference to Avram, and to Parsha Slach Lecha. In fact, the Medrash says explicitly, as does the Zohar, V'yom Elikim Yihi Or, Zeh Avram. Avraham illuminated the world, as the Medrash quotes the Pasuk, Mihir Mimizrach, that Avram, he was like the sun rising in the east. And in fact, the Medrash, again, the Haftarah quotes that Pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha. And the reason why Avram corresponds to this light is for many reasons. But for our intents and purposes, this light of Ayom Elokim Yihi Or, Chazal say that it was buried, Vayihi Or. And it was Nignas L'Tzadikim L'Salavo. For all future generations, this special light called the Or HaGanuz, which Chazal say that with this light, which is the endless light of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Or Ein Sof, Adam HaRishim and Tzadikim were and are able to see from one end of the world to the next. It's the hidden mysterious light of Hashem, which is very much connected to the purpose of creation. And as the Fan Maklashim explained at length, that this is the light of Hanukkah, that it revealed this light which Kadosh Baruch Hu allowed to be revealed in the world for a total of 36 hours before it was concealed, which corresponds to the total 36 candles which we light over the course of Hanukkah. And the Sfarim, again, are very much deal with this issue at length. When we go back and we take a look at the Malacha, the Malcham of the Avram Malacham, the Chamish Malacham, and Avram's involvement in Lot, we find the theme of Hanukkah buried in this sugya of the Malchamas HaMalachim. We have the five kings versus the four kings. And the Torah tells us that originally the four kings were victorious. And it's a chiddush to say that four kings should beat five kings. And Rashi points this out, and he says that the four kings beat the five kings. Afal pichei nitzchu hamu'atim. Nevertheless, the miyut was able to overcome the majority, the many. And then after that, Avram comes with 318 men. And he defeats the four kings, which is an even bigger nace. And of course, the fact that Avraham came with 318 men and was victorious, reminds us of the Nes of Chanukah, of which we say in Al Hanisim that one of the highlights of the Nes of Chanukah was the Rabim Biad Ma'atim, that the few overcame the many, and the many fell into the hands of the few. To further highlight this point, Chazal tell us that it's not that Avram even went with 318 men. He only went with Eliezer, who's Gematria 318. That in the same way that only a handful, literally, of Chashmonaim, Kohanim Gedolim, were able to overcome tens, thousands, hundreds, maybe millions of Greek troops, the Greek army, is exactly what we're seeing here with Avram and Eliezer. And that's what Chazal say, that Eliezer is described in the Torah as 318 men. It's really just a gematria referring to Eliezer, but that in itself is a rabbin biad miyatim. You understand? The fact that you can say 318 and use a gematria and say it's really one person, you're fitting 318 into one, as Chazal say, that he had the strength of 318 men. That in itself is a rabbin biad miyatim. So we have the five fell into the hands of the four, that's rabbin miyatim, and then they fell into the hands of Avram Eliezer, and even Eliezer himself is a rabbin biad miyatim. And this nace took place in the first half of the night. Rashi points out, according to Chazal, in the Pasuk Vayichalek Aleihem Halayla, that the night was split into two. That's how Rashi understands it, based on the Medrash Agada. And Rashi explains that the second half of this night is reserved for Leil Pesach, which is again another reference to the future, which we didn't count originally. But this first half of the night is for this nace. And this too is hinting to Chanukah, because the Halakas Ner Chanukah takes place in the first half of the night. That's when the mitzvah is to light the Ner. And even the fact that the Torah tells us, Shmoina Asar Shalosh Meos, this number, which alludes to Eliezer, is a hint to Chanukah as well. Shmona is the eight lights of Chanukah. Asar, the fact that it has to be lit less than 10 Tvachim. Shalosh hints to us that it has to be lit above 3 Tvachim. And Shalosh Me'os, the word Me'os, we find many times in the Medrash and Sfarim HaKdoshim, is a reference to the word Os. Shalosh Me'os is like the three Osos, referring to the three Osos that the Yavanim made a Melchama against, which is Shabbos, which is an Os, Mila, which is an Os, and Rosh Chodesh, which is also an Os, as the Sfarim explained based on the Zohar, because it says, V'hayu la'osos al-mo'adim. When it refers to Parshas Bereishis to Rosh Chodesh and the Shemesh and the Yareach. So therefore, even Shmona Asar Shalosh Meos is a hint to that, but even more so, the Pasuk says, Vayarek es Chanichav, that it refers to Eliezer, Avraham's men as Chanichav. Chanichav, I believe this is the first place in Torah that we find the word Chinuch in the Torah, other than, of course, Chanuch. And it's a hint to Chanukah, because the Zohar says, Ihi Chanoich, Ihi Chanukah. He is Chanuch, and she is Chanukah. So Chanuch is the inyan of Chanukah. And it fits very nicely because the Sfarim HaKdoshim tell us, take a look at the Kilas Yaakov, where he talks about Chanuch, and he says Chanuch had three Gilgulim in this world. And one of them is Eliezer. Eliezer is one of the Gilgulim of Chanuch. And here, with the Torah, says, Vayarek es Chanichav, and he took Eliezer. And it's a reference here to Chanuch. It's perfect. And Rashi here quotes three psukim. Vayarek es Chanichav. He says, Chanuch lenar al pidarko. He says, Chanukah sabayis leDavid, and Chanukah samizbeach. And all three of these psukim refer to Chanukah. Mizmor Shir Chanukah sabayis leDavid is the Mizmor Shir which we say on Chanukah every single day after Shacharis. Chanukah sabayis, the whole nace of Chanukah is called Chanukah sabayis because of the Chanukah samizbeach, excuse me, the Chanukah samizbeach, which is the Kriyas HaTorah, the Kriyas HaTorah which you do during Chanukah. We celebrate the Chanukah samizbeach. And Chanuch lenachat al pidarko. Kilas Yaakov quotes that in reference to Chanukah, and all the Sfarim HaKdoshim tell us that Chanukah is really just a chinuch for the Or Haganas in the times of Mashiach Tzidkenu. And as we explained in the beginning, that Avraham made a malchama against these kings because he was searching for Lot. This is exactly the Kohanim Gedolim who are searching for the Pach Shemen, which is buried and hard to find amongst the tumas of the Arba Malachim. But that light, that Pach Shemen, had the light of Chanukah, which is the light of the Or Haganas of La'asadavu, and that's exactly the Or Yosho Mashiach, of which for Lot comes from. So Lot is like that Pach Shemen. As the Sfarim say, that the fact that we light eight candles as opposed to seven, because the menorah had seven branches, the eighth is a remnant to Mashiach, which is the whole nace of Shmona, as the pasuk says, "Anarachti neir l'mashiachi," that I set up an extra candle for my Mashiach. That eighth candle represents the Oros Mashiach. With this, we can go back to our questions, at least to the third question from the Medrash. The Medrash says, "Vayishma Avram kinishba achiv," and it quotes the pasuk, "Mishmu aror lo yiva nachol nibo batuach b'Hashem samach lo b'lo yira." And this pasuk is the beginning of explaining the melchama that Avram wages against the Avram Malachim. And the Chidush Arim will help us here. He says that rarely do we find any Rashi Tevilos and Sophie Tevilos when it comes to Chanukah. The only one that I'm familiar with comes from this pasuk. The Chidush Arim says that the last letters of Nachon Libo Batuach Ba'Hashem Samach. Nachon is a Nun, Libo is a Vav, Batuach is a Ches, Ba'Hashem is a Hey, and Samach is a Chaf. Rearranged, it spells Chanukah. And so therefore, it's describing the Nes of Chanukah, of course, the Bitachon that the Chashmonaim had, the few against the many. But because this sugya is an entire remiss of the Nes of Chanukah, this is the appropriate pasuk to be quoting when describing this parish of the Arba Malachim Chamisha Malachim. And getting back to the other two questions, so the Ramban tells us that the Chashmonaim made a very grave mistake, because although they were victorious and the Kohanim Gedolim were Menatzeach, there is no remnant left of the Chashmonaim, the Gemara says, and the Ramban explains in Parshas Vayechi, they made the mistake to take the Malchus as well, which belongs to Yehuda. And because they took the Malchus and the Kohuna Gedolim together, which didn't belong to them, so Mimela they were wiped away, the whole house of the Chashmonaim. This idea of taking the Malchus and taking the Kohuna, of encroaching on the territory of Levi and Yehuda, was a mistake that Yosef made, or at least he was accused of making. Because after Reuven, who was supposed to have the Malucha and the Kohuna, was Chote, so the Kohuna fell to Levi, and the Malchus fell to Yehuda. But Yosef, who was rising on the scene, the brothers were concerned that he was trying to take away the Yerusha, which would belong to Levi, which would belong to Yehuda. And that's why Levi is the one who throws Yosef into the pit, because he was the rightful owner of the Kohuna, and Yehuda is the one who sells him to Mitzrayim. And we find, without getting into the sugya, that Yosef does have the status of a Kohen. He definitely does reach a level of Malchus, but what he was predicting in his dreams is that he would be zeichet to the Kohuna and to the Malchus. But to take the Kohuna and the Malchus, Shalom Bershos, is a violation of the rights of Levi, the rights of Yehuda, and really it's a level of, a level which Klai Yisrael will reach, of which the Pasuk says, Va'atem tihyu li mamleches kohanim degoy kadosh. That mamleches kohanim means that every Jew will be on the dag of a Malchus, of Melech and of Kohuna. This is not the time to get into that sugya. And Chanukah, which is the Ohaganas, represents that Madrega. And we know Bechlal that every single Yontif corresponds to one of the Ushpizin. Avram is Pesach, and Yitzhak and Yaakov is Sukkis, and Yosef is the one who corresponds to Chanukah for many, many reasons. So trying to understand now the relationship between Malki Tzedek and Avram Avinu, Chazal tell us that when Avraham was Menatzeach against the Arba Malachim, the world came and crowned Avraham as king, as like king of the world. When Malki Tzedek came with Lechem Yayin, and the Torah calls this that he was a Kohen Lekel Elyon, so Chazal say that he was giving his Kahuna Gedolah over to Avram Avinu. Now Avram was not only Melech, he was also Kohen Gadol. And this is a simin, we can't say that Avram is guilty of anything, but it's a remiss to us to the downfall of the Chashmonaim after the Nes of Chanukah, that because they took the Malchus and the Kohuna Gedolah together, which is symbolized by what Avram Avinu has achieved now, this perhaps is Pshat in the Medrash, that if not for Malki Tzedek giving Lechem V'Yayin, which by the way, Lechem represents Malchus, and Yain represents Kahuna. If not for giving Lechem and Yain to Avram Avinu, then Mashiach ben Yosef wouldn't die. Mashiach ben Yosef is the light, which we explained before. The Mechira of Yosef, the vengeance that Levi has and Yehuda has for Yosef. That Yosef was somewhat guilty of that as well, that they were trying to reveal the Madriga, which was only reserved to Asalava, which what the Chashmonaim were also guilty of. They tried to reveal the lights of Chanukah completely, which is the Arosh HaMashiach, by taking the Malchus as well, but prematurely. And when that happens, that's called the Misa of Mashiach ben Yosef. So with this, we can explain the Medrash Pliya, which we explained, and also the question which we opened with, which is how is it that Avram is coming for Lot, and then after he conquers Amram Malachim and has him, he's ready to give him away back to Sodom. And now he has to go back again and to get him. Well, he doesn't go. The Malachim come and they rescue him. But How did that happen? But again, perhaps it's a remiss to us that even though Avraham Avinu achieved finding Lo, which is discovering the Pach Shemen of Arachti Neil Mashiach, the Oro Shem Mashiach, because the Chashmonaim took the Or of Malchus and Kahuna Gedolah together, they lost the light of Mashiach. So therefore, even though Avram now had Lot in his hands and he had that light, but because the incident of Malkit Tzedek came, so that's a simon to us that the Oro Shem Mashiach was lost. And Mashiach, which is represented by Lot, goes back into the hands of stone, as if to say that although it was a time which is perhaps Mukhshir to reveal that light, kind of trickled through our fingers and it was lost. So as we're approaching Chanukah, so we start to see from the Parshias the Or Yosha Mashiach shining through. And Lech Lecha, which is a remez to Avram, Yihi Or Vayihi Or, which is the Or Hagonas, as we explain. So in the Parsha, we find, going back to all the descriptions which we said before, there's a Magin Mereshis Achris here. In this little sugya, especially of the Arba Malachim Mish Malachim, which is a simon to the Melchama La'Selavu, but to the Parsha of Chanukah Bifrat, we find that since the light is shining through the cracks between the four and the five, which is the light of Avram, which is what the Lot represents, so we see an inyan of Mag Mereshis Achris, that Kodesh Baruch Hu with this light is able to see into the past, into the future, into everything. So the light is already shining now, and as we come closer to Chanukah, every year which goes by, the light becomes more intense, and we should be Zoyche finally to see the true revelation of the Or Shel Mashiach with Biach Mashiach Tzidkenu v'Mehera B'Meinu Amen.